You're listening to Business Podcasting Made Easy, the Influencers Formula. We are here having a blast of a time sharing with you all that we know about podcasting and book writing. And we're sharing with you where you get your roadmap and how to get your roadmap to instant authority and thought leadership with a podcast that you're proud of on the IBGR Radio Network. This is episode 16. Today, we are talking about aligning the language and voice of your tribe. Consistency across all media. I'm Donna Cundy, co-founder of the IBGR Network, global radio authority, podcast expert, and producer of almost 14,000 podcasts. And I'm wondering, Ben, when we get to the end of this, if we're going to get to 15,000. I think we're going to get close.
Yep, it sounds like it. And Donna, I think, talk about consistency. I mean, that's one of the primest examples right there.
Yeah.
So I'm Ben Gioia, three-time international best-selling author. So happy to be here with you all today. And my teachings have reached more than 50,000 people worldwide, thanks to leverage, leverage, leverage. You're going to hear us talking about leverage again and again and again, because we are here to help you get your podcast done 13 minutes at a time in just 13 weeks. So remember, you can easily follow the plan step by step at influencersformula.com. And if you want direct live support from Donna and me for your business podcast, please contact us today at ibgr.info. Right. And I am a big fan of The Rock. Which Rock? Which Rock do you ask? Come on. Right. Yep. So Dwayne Johnson, he says, and I love this. I absolutely love that guy. Right. Success isn't always about greatness. It's about consistency. Right. Success isn't always about greatness. It's about consistency. And that is so critical for what we are talking about today, because remember, our season message, right? Our overarching message is about becoming a person worth listening to. And in this case, someone worth following. Like, okay, we're kicking it up a level.
Right? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, because it's about making your voice seen. We'll talk more about that in a moment. Making your voice heard and aligned among print, video, audio, your website, and social media. So wherever your words are, you want to make sure they are aligned. So you have the language and voice of your tribe. And we keep talking about consistency across all media, because it's amazing how smart you can look when you just have your stuff clear and aligned and buttoned up.
I think it goes even beyond smartness though, Ben. Yes, you want to appear smart. You want to appear that you can put words together, but this is about trust.
It is about trust.
Ultimately, it's about trust, because when you have your listeners, listeners are not like dogs, but they kind of are, because they can sense when you're fearful. They can sense when you're not in alignment. They can feel when there's a hiccup, when there's a roadblock, when it's not quite connecting. Mm-hmm. And they won't connect with you. They'll feel it.
Yeah, beautifully said. I appreciate you saying that. And, you know, trust is one of those key psychological factors of influence. Like if you read the work of Robert Cialdini, you know, if you want somebody to say yes to you, if you want somebody to listen to your podcast, they want to feel like they know you, like you, trust you, and see you as an authority, right? So that trust is so absolutely important in all of this. And, you know, what's one great way to bring forth trust, right? Is verbalize your promises across all the media, just like we said, same language, same actions, same intention, same integrity, right? Like, you know, say what you're going to do, do what you're going to say, and follow through and be consistent and, you know, talk about it all in the way that's most resonant to your people, aligned with your own message.
Yes. Thank you for that. And I do want to throw in there that it's an intentional thing. You can in your heart say, I want to be someone worth following. I want to make good on all of my promises. I think that's a human nature thing for most people, unless you're a sociopath or something, which hopefully you're not doing a podcast if you are, but no judgment. Okay. But, it's one thing to think about the promises. It's another thing to deliver on the promises. So what we're really telling you in this episode, what we're sharing with you and what we're suggesting that you do, is to take advantage of these opportunities to be trustworthy. to align the language and the voice so that your tribe knows when they show up and they hear your voice, they every single time, every 13 minutes say, yep, I'm in the right place. Yep. This is what I raise my hand for. Yep. 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 This is what I absolutely want. And so there's places that you'll be putting this messaging, and you want to put it in a short bio and social links and keywords and tags. You want to photo each podcast. And when you do that, I was processing some, publishing some show notes from one of our hosts at IBGR Network. And this particular person, their podcast is geared towards second act individuals.
Yep.
Where they're transitioning into mentorship after a complete career, maybe more than one career. Mm-hmm. And the photos were of very young people in there. And I said, well, that's not really congruent. I'm thinking to myself, that's not congruent. So you want to make sure all these little details line up so that your listenership, the people that want to follow you, your tribe, know that they're in the right place. That's why we look at these attention to details. Then put it everywhere, bio, socials, everywhere, podcast.
Exactly. Donna, you were the first person who talked about your voice being seen.
Yeah.
And that made so much sense to me, right? Because before people hear you, most of the time, they will have seen something with their eyes to lead them to you.
Yeah. Right?
And that's an opportunity for them to start hearing your voice even before they hear the sound of your voice.
Yes, thank you for that. Because it's similar to you eat with your eyes first.
Mm-hmm.
If it's just slopped on a plate, you might be like, I don't care how good it tastes. But if it don't look right, if it's got that green color to it, or, you know, something funky looking, you won't even want to taste it. And it's a similar thing to the words that you're using in your podcast. You want to make sure that it's visually appealing and not just appealing, but it's visually attracting to the people that want to follow you. There's people out there that want to follow you. Your audience is already there. They're trying to find you. Make it easy for them.
Exactly. Yeah, they are trying to find you. There is no lack of listeners. There is no lack of clients. There is no lack of opportunity, right? There's really no lack of anything, you know, except in our minds and in our hearts. Right. So, hey, listeners, got this already. And if you're following the steps of this process, you have, you know, a vast well to draw from for everything that you need. So it's like, well, how do I put all these things? And what do I put in my short bio? And just look back at the work you've done. Right. Everything is there for you already. And you've just been doing it 13 minutes at a time. So great job. You're doing great. Keep up the good work. Like, don't lose track right now. Don't lose steam right now. If you lose steam, take a break, take a rest. And you can always reach out for us to help, to us for help. Let me get my prepositions in the right order there. Thank you very much. Right. If you want direct support from us, please contact us at ibgr.info. Right. And if you just want to keep following along week by week with the show and the roadmap, just go to influencersformula.com and you can catch up on any episodes that you have missed. And remember, we keep shouting out episode 13 because that's what you want each time you sit down and create a podcast.
Yes, 13. And 15 was the breadcrumbs, which you want to keep sprinkling. I think all four of these, Ben.
Yeah, I think
all four of these.
Yeah.
The two messages, you got to definitely put the two messages in everyone. Because if you don't have the two messages, you can't do episode 16 very well.
That's true. It's like the four-legged table analogy, right? So you very much want episodes 13 to 16, you know, in your toolbox, on the tool belt for each time you sit down and make it happen.
Because, so you know, the three-legged chair is good and the four-legged table. Yes.
Yes. Thank you. Listeners, we're apparently working on our stories and analogies through these several episodes, right?
But 13 is the one you put on the fridge.
13 is the one on the fridge. Yeah. It all starts with 13.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. What do we want them to do, Ben?
Oh gosh. So because we're at the end of the series, the mini series, so to speak, right? Go back through and make sure you're doing the stuff, right? So review and update your profitable show notes framework, right? Review your main message and your episode messages, right? Your two most important messages. check out the breadcrumbs, right? Make sure your breadcrumbs are there for your podcast, right? Because breadcrumbs are good food, right? They may sound meager to some of us, but right, breadcrumbs are good food for your podcast. Your podcast doesn't need much food, right? Just enough, right? Because we really want you to put this all together in a way that is going to give you the most leverage.
Yeah, 100%. Because those breadcrumbs, when we talk about good food, they're the maxi messages and micro messages.
Micro. Let's do micro.
Well, it's the big message and the little messages along the way.
Macro and micro.
macro. Yeah, not maxi. Yeah. That's a pad. Go ahead and put it all together. Take action. We're going to have to wrap this up here because we're having too much fun. It's okay to have fun, by the way. That fits our style. You do your style. You do you, boo. You do it the way you want to do it. We like to have fun with what we do because we love what we do. We're passionate about what we do. So don't let our laughing take you away. Go ahead.
Absolutely. No, thank you. It just reminds me of a fabulous quote from a dear friend of mine who said, you know, this is way too important to take seriously. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. But just about all of life, right?
Well, and podcasting can be fun. Writing can be fun. There's the blank page, I think, is what we solved in episode 13 is the blank page. Mm-hmm. Because when we start our show notes, we never have a blank page. We put those five things down and just answer the questions.
Right. You don't have to fear the abyss. Right.
Correct.
Yeah. That is nice. Yeah. So put it all together, right? So, you know, if you've done the review and done all the things, put that document together of the language and voice of your tribe and bookmark it so you don't lose track of it, for goodness sake, and use it, right? So you might have words, phrases, sprinklings, descriptions, you know, all that stuff you're going to use all over the place. Make sure to use it.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to sprinkle in one more golden nugget as we wrap this one up here, because what we've been doing is taking all of our show notes and putting them into one document. So we literally are writing our book as we go. And it's been helpful for us to connect the dots and to make sure that we're right on track, because we can visually see, we can read the story of the podcast that we're creating. So go ahead and do that too. I got to end it now though. Episode 16, aligning the language and voice of your tribe, consistency across all media. This is our series, Building Business Podcasting Made Easy on the IBGR Network. I'm Donna Cundy.
Enjoy.
Thanks for listening. We'll see you again next week. Bye for now.